very well fixed today.
Was?
Yeah.
Right, thank you. It's, you do me a favour if you give me honest feedback, you know, real genuine honest feedback, you know, because people always give compliments, you know, people like to say, you're not going to come up to you and say, you know, your shit yesterday was rubbish.
No. But when you spoke last week, I thought, you know, you started with a story, I thought, is that, you know, how people care about this, but it worked, and this week was very good. It was very good.
It answered the question that I was just discussing with Ronnie that we had here in the question that we discussed here in this forum once was that if Betzedek Tishmat HaMasechot, he has an obligation to Don Mila Chavskos, and therefore I don't need to worry about him, then what's the problem with Marasai? We're doing things that people will think.
Because
it's his problem, not mine.
People are supposed to have 100% degree of. Maybe it's only 10%.
And they don't. That's the problem. Human nature. People do judge people unfavorably.
50%.
Yeah. Okay. Are you? No, you got nothing.
That's on.
This one's on as well. Okay. Aboisai. Good morning, and welcome to a new week. our learning is always our learning of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is always Lizchus, the refuah. Of Yosef Dov ben Chayla B'soy Shochoyle Yisrael. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that we know that many people think that they say, oh, this isn't Lashon Hara. You know why? Because I would be happy to say it right in front of his face. I would say to his face exactly what I accuse him of. So therefore that can't be Lashon Hara because it's absolutely true. And Ad Kedei Kach, that I'd be prepared to confront him with it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that doesn't help you at all. Right, so what happens? He gives an example, for instance. You've got two boys in the class, and they're standing in front of the teacher, and one of the boys in the class says in front of the teacher that we had an exam yesterday, yeah, and Reuven, the little boy Reuven, is saying about Shimon that he cheated in the exam. And he's saying it in front of the pupil and in front of the teacher. So he's telling the teacher Lashon Hara about the other pupil, that he cheated in the exam. You know the old joke. There's an old joke that says, this has nothing to do with the Chofetz Chaim. But it says, the teacher returned the paper and marked it zero. So the boy said, hey, but I got a lot of right answers. Why did you give me 0 out of 100? So he says, because you cheated. You were copying from the other boy. He said, I didn't copy. So the teacher says, yes, you did. So the boy says, I didn't. He said, how could you know that? So he said, because at answer number 5, the other boy wrote, I don't know, and you wrote, I don't know either. Okay, alcohol bothering. All right, so coming back to the story, though, says the Chofetz Chaim, the fact that, and then Shimon, who's being accused of cheating in the exam in front of the teacher, yeah, he is silent, and he says nothing. He doesn't protest his innocence. What does that mean? Says the Chofetz Chaim, can you infer from that that Itaka cheated, and that the Lashon Hara is MS? Says the Chofetz Chaim, you can't, because there could be many, many reasons why Shimon is staying silent, even though he's been accused. He might think to himself, he might be embarrassed in front of the teacher, right? He might be intimidated by the teacher. That the Gemara says, this is more for an adult, the Gemara says that one of the middos of Klal Yisrael is, Hane Elovim Ve'enon Oilvim, that they are insulted, and they don't respond. That's a Yiddish midah. So maybe this boy is—he's got that midah. Yeah. So I'm accused. So I'll take the rap, but I'm not going to make a fuss about it. The Chofetz Chaim says that in every situation there can be 20 reasons why a person might not be responding, and therefore the fact that he's not responding to the accusation is not proof that he's guilty. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and therefore you can't believe a Lashon Hara like that, even though it's said in front of the person concerned.
Go ahead.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, Dalad Iyar, 19th day of the Omer, 12th of May, Rabbi Avraham Tzvi Lipschitz. What we can learn from the Sefira and Shavuot. This week's Torah way is sponsored anonymously.
Morning, Agitavoch.
Morning.
always when I come to London, I have this palace. People taking away the first minutes of the day, starting with the Rebbeinu Shloilem. You start with the Rebbeinu Shloilem, you take the power, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it, that the whole day should be a Gans Nandesh. So kol hakavod for the Ma'arganim, for the Lomdim, Kodesh Baruch Hu should send Hatzlocha Merubu to everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to start the drosha with this week's parsha. Parshas Emor is the parsha of Pesach, Sfiras Omer, and Shavuos. The parsha in Perek Chof Gimel gives us in one shot the inyan of Pesach goes straight over to Dinei Sfiras Omer, inyan of Sfiras Omer, of Usvartem Lochem Imocharas HaShavuos, and arrives to Shavuos that we have to be makriv Shtei Alechem. The Ramban on the parsha at the end, Perek Chof Gimel, Posuk Lamed Vov, is a very known Ramban, and I would like to be a bit me'ayin in the Ramban to see and to understand what does the Ramban want from us. And the Ramban says like this, V'tzivo b'chag ha-matzois, shivo yomim, Pesach, 7 days, B'kdusha lifneim ul'achareim, starting with a yom kedusha and finishing by a yom kedusha. Ki kulom kedoshim u'besoichom Hashem, to teach us that all the days in between are also yemei kedusha. U'mono mimenu tisho v'arboim yom, v'hashavu iskimei oilom, v'kidei shiyom shmini kishmini shel chag. And he says the 8th day, that's Shavuos, has a special kedusha like Shmini Atzeres. V'hayomim hasfurim benoisayim, the days in between the 7th day of Pesach and the 8th day, the day of Shavuos, kechoyloi shel moyed ben horishon v'ashmini b'chag. Like in Sukkos, we have the 1st day of Sukkos and we have the 8th day of Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, the days in between are choyloi shel moyed. Pesach doesn't have Atzeres. The Yontev Atzeres is called Shavuos. The days in between Pesach and Atzeres, Shavuos, these 49 days have a Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. A Chiddush of the Ramban, Vehu Yom Matan Toiro, Sheherom Bo Yis Isho HaGdoi, Levedvor Rosho Mitoich Hoish. Velochei Nikru Chachomim Bechol Mokim Chag HaShavuos Atzeres. That's why Chag HaShavuos is called Atzeres. Ki Hu Keyoim Shmini Shel Chag, is like Shmini Atzeres by Pesach, by Sukkos, Shekoro Hu Akosof Ked. And he continues. The Ramban has here a Moira Dike Chiddush, that the 49 days are not stam 49 days of counting Svira and preparing ourselves to Shavuos. Those days are holy days, are days of Choyloi Shel Moyed. Ad Kedei Kach, that in form are written that Leosid Lova, when Moshiach will come, those 49 days will be bepoyal yomim of choyloi shel moyed. As a teacher, I always get straight away the kids raising up their hands and asking us, so there will be no school for 7 weeks? I told them, I suppose so, yes, there won't be school, but in July and August you'll have to come back. And then the question is no question anymore. But those 7 weeks will be yemei choyloi shel moyed. Moiradik, a big days. If we are misboinen a bit, we'll see that it's very hard to understand. The Romo in Simon Reish Pei Dalet, Paskens, that Shabbos Mavorchim of Chodesh Iyar and Shabbos Mavorchim of Chodesh Sivan, you have to say Ovo Rachamim. Even though that the Shabbos Mavorchim, normally you don't say Ovo Rachamim, in those days you have to say Ovo Rachamim. Says the Ramo, and says the Mugen Avrom, why? Why are those 2 months special? Mipne hatzorois shehoyu b'oisom hayomim. The tzorois they were in those days. And the Meforshim later explain. The Gzeiros, the Masois Atzlav. Gzeiros, they call it Tof Tof Nun Vov. The Gzeiros of the Crusades were started in those days, Yimei HaSfira. Gzeiros Tachtat, Chemlenitsky, started in the days of the Svira. And if we continue on, I saw that even the Gzeira, where all Hungarian Jews were started to kill in mass, started in Yimei HaSfira. Yemei HaSfira were known by Klal Yisrael as Yomim of hard gzeiros, of not easy days. So we have to understand, if those days are Yomim, Hamuchonim Lepuron Yois, are days that are hard for Klal Yisrael, how come that the Ramban comes and learns that those days, not only they are not bad days, they are Yomim Shel Choyloi Shel Moyed, Yomim HaMekudoshim. How does that go together? This is the introduction to what I want to speak today about. I want to ask even one step further. It's maybe a hard question, but at the end we'll understand the difference. No one here will come and tell me, Rabbi, maybe let's make a Yom Tov that the Holocaust was over. Baruch Hashem, we are alive. The Holocaust was over. Let's party. Let's make every year a big Yom Tov, 7 days, sit together, and make out a Yom Tov of it. Why not? Everyone understands Rov Klal Yisrael was being killed in those days. You can't come and make a Yom Tov. Even though your grandfather or your father or yourself, Baruch Hashem, you're alive, make something small for yourself. You can't come and be Mechayev Klal Yisrael to make a Yom Tov. The Torah tells us that Bamakas Choyshech V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Only 1/5 or 1/50th or 1/500th came out of Mitzrayim. Ribom Kekilom of Klal Yisrael was killed in Mitzrayim. How come we come now and we celebrate our Yetzias Mitzrayim? True, you went out of Mitzrayim. Rov Am Yisrael was killed there. How can you make a Yom Tov out of it? Like you understand that after the Holocaust, you're not making a Yom Tov. It's a Dover Borur Lekulom. You're not doing something like that. How come that in Pesach, no one stops for a second and says, wie kann ich machen Yom Tov? How does it go? Etwas klappt nicht.
Hashem said so.
100%. You're right. But we don't stop for a think for a second, for a split second, Obedoch, and we do it with a big simcha, and we sit together. It's mamish chag acherus. You're right. We'll see soon why taka. How come that we can sit like such a geshmak in chag acherus, and somewhere else not? And everyone will be masking with me if chachomim would come today and say, Rabbi Sai, I'm chayv to make a new yontev, Yom HaHolocaust, Yom Tov, sit together, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one will be able to sit together with a nice white kittel, with wine together with the family, and make out of Yom Tov. It's impossible, the Olam can't. It's geht nicht. This is about, we spoke about Pesach, we spoke about Yemei HaSfira now. But, Baruch Hashem, the Gemara says, Shloishim Yom Kodem HaChag, you have to start and speak already about the Chag. In 30 days of now, we're arriving in Shloishis Yemei HaGbola. And because I want already to go into Shloishis Yemei HaGbola, I want to start and touch a bit the Indian of Shavuos, to go into Shavuos in a good geshmak way. I remember as a kid, I had the privilege, my parents took me one time as a kid in those days. We flew from Europe, we flew to America, and we went to visit Disneyland. We arrived to Disneyland, the first thing we did is there was a train. If I remember right, it was called the monorail. You go on this train, he makes you a big tour in all the park. You can see what's going on. This, that, ayin and ayin. We made that tour, we saw what's going on. Then we went on what we wanted. And before we went home, we did again the tour with the train to see, oh, here we were, this was geshmak, oh, this was not so good. We made a tour. I want to take a monorail on a tour of Shavuos. To go around Shavuos and to see that in Yom Tov of Shavuos, we have a lot of small things are happening, and not always you understand why we're doing it. I will start with the date. This week's Parsha tells us you have to count 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos. Shavuos has to be on Vov 7. Lemaisa, we are making Yom Tov of Shavuos on Vov 7. But this week's Parsha doesn't speak that it's because Chag Matan Torah. It's because the inyan of Korban Ho'omer is to be makriv shtei halechem after the 50th day. Lemaisa, today we are not makriv shtei halechem. The only reason we are celebrating Shavuos, we say it by davening, is zman matan toiroseinu. And the Gemara says that zman matan toiroseinu, everyone is masking, was on Zion 7. So if it was on Zion 7, how come that we celebrate Shavuos on the wrong day? So you will come and tell me, yes, in Chutz La'aretz we have 2 days. We have Vav and we have Zion 7. So first question will be, and the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, Zion 7, they go to work. The day of Matan Torah, they're already working. So they're not celebrating Shavuos. And even though by us we are celebrating, it's only because it's fake, the Yoyme B'dievet, the Katchila was, make Shavuos on Zion 7. No one question. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has interesting chiddush. He brings down that it's muvo lehalocha, nifsak lehalocha, that you are not allowed to be mekizdam on Erev Shavuos. You're not allowed to come and take blood on Erev Shavuos. Why? Because when Klal Yisrael were there in the Midbar, Erev Shavuos, there was a ruach ro called Tovoyach. He was ready to attack Klal Yisrael, that if they won't be mekabel the Torah, this Tovoyach will kill all Klal Yisrael. And because of that Tovoyach, we are till today not allowed to be mekizdam. Ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't understand. This is a story about more than 2,000 years ago. Then there was a Tovoyach. What does it have to do with us today? And it's nifsak lehalocha that you're not allowed to be mekizdam. How does it work? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a chiddush, nifsak lehalocha. From here we see that this Tovoyach, this Ruach Ro, is here every single year again. Why? Because every year again, there is again a Kabbalah Satoira. And if Klal Yisrael won't be Mekabel the Torah, this year, coming year now, Tov Shin Pei Dalet, this Tovoyach is ready to make Tzoros. That's why we are not allowed Erev Shavuos Tov Shin Pei Dalet to be Mekizdam. And I ask you, what for Kabbalah Satoira we have? We can't be Mechazesh, a Mechazek. There's a new Kabbalah Satoira going on. What's going on here? And it's lehalocha, it's not a psadrush. Shlomo Zalman paskens lehalocha like this. So, a person will come and tell me, the Chasam Sofer says that in Shavuos is nifsak, how much Torah a person will be able to get coming year. So much Torah, so much Iyun, etc. So, and that's why he says, you have to mamish cry ba'ahavas oylam, asking for the Rebbeinu Shloilem, he should give you Koyach HaTorah this year. Say that this is guys that sit and learn all day during Koylen. Abbot's younger man, person that goes to work daily, what Shaychus does he have with that? And this is Lemais, the Nekuda I want to arrive to. I'm continuing. Shavuos we're giving, Luchos HaRishonos. The Luchos HaShnios we're given on Yom Kippur. Lemais, which Luchos do we have? We went with Luchos HaShnios on Yom Kippur. So the Yom Tov of Shavuos had to come on Yom Kippur and not on Zion 7. The first Lichos were broken. And if they were broken, we don't have anything from them anymore. So why are you celebrating now? Celebrate when you got the second Luchos. And if we think for a second, split second, the Luchos were in the Oren. But there was a Chiyuv that the first Luchos, the Luchos HaShavuos, should also be in the Oron HaKodesh. Why? They're broken. Put them away. Put them in Gniza. Why does the first Luchos have to be in the Oron HaKodesh, in the Kodesh HaKodoshim? As we said before, Yom Tov of Shavuos is called Atzeres. Says the Gemara, says the Chachomim, why Atzeres? She'oitzrim bo'im imelocha. There's no special Inyan of mitzvah. Pesach, we have the matzahs. Sukkos, we have arba minim. Shavuos, there's no mitzvah. Just stop, don't work. Even though there's no mitzvah in the Torah, we have a lot of inyonim. There's a minik of eating milchiks, eating ma'acholei cholov. And the question is why? I will also understand that, Nekuda. Ma'acholei cholov, what for? Then we know there's the inyan of putting flowers in the smedrish at home to make it to remember the inyan that Har Sinai had flowers on him. Lemaisa Har Sinai was a wedding between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At a wedding, we have flowers. On the wedding, you also have music. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also brought music by Kabbalah Satira. Koilois Uvrokim. So the question it will be, posit the question, why the flowers, the lady's part, this part you remember very well. When it comes to the music, to the action, to the matzev, on the Koilois Uvrokim, there's no special remembrance in the day of Shavuos. What are the flowers so special in Chag HaShavuos that you have to make a special remembering to remember the prochim on Har Sinai? We line on Shavuos Megillas Rus. Megillas Rus, Bepashtes, was not on Shavuos. Was before, was after. What Shaiches has Rus with Shavuos? There are a lot of inyonim, but I want to give one answer and see that everything is one big line, nice connection. Every year Shavuos, we are up a whole night. Why are we up a whole night? Because we slept over the Shas Matan Torah. That's why we are up. We have to be Mesaken. Rabbeinu Dekula Alma. Why Mesaken? All Klal Yisrael, there was no one Yid that was able to wake up that morning. Everyone saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that everyone should stay asleep that day. So if this was Rotzei Hashem to stay asleep, why are you making such a matzav of to stay up a whole night? If it's your fault, you have to be Mesaken. Here everyone is masking, it's not your fault. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that everyone in Klal Yisrael should stay asleep. What do we have to be Mesaken? Known question of Toisves. Kofa aleim har kegigis. He put on them, Har Sinai, on top of them and told them, Im atem mekablim es ha-toiro, mutov, it's good. Vim lav, if not, shantei kvurasrem. Asks Toisves, they just said naase v'nishma. What's that kofa aleim har kegigis? And I'll finish with one more question. When Klal Yisrael said Naase v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi gilo roz ze lebonai. Who told Klal Yisrael that sod, Loshen asher melachei hashoreis mishtamshim bo, Loshen that all the malochim are using. What sod is that? Naase v'nishma. Lechoyre, if we think for a split second, it's lechoyre, not logic. There's the known story that Rova was sitting and learning the Gemara, and he was standing on his fingers, and blood was starting to come out. And a goy came and told him, "Amo pozizo, you am pozis, you shekidmaychu pumaychon le lemachshavoyseichen. You started. You didn't think. You just said naase v'nishma. You're not a logic person. You're quick people. Yishevadas." And the goy understands it's Ame Peziza, and we come and say, not only it's not Ame Peziza, Roz, it's a big sod. What's going on here? Because I ask a lot of questions, and I want to start and see that all those questions, from Pesach till Shavuos, have one nice big connection. We know that Shavuos we celebrate Kabbalah Satoyah. We will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he gave us the Torah, in Shloishis Yimei HaAkbole, this is the Shloishim Yoim now, he gave us something else. He gave us a Derech HaTorah. And what is that Derech HaTorah? There's a Yismach Yisrael, Ostes Vov on Shavuos, that says like this. The Pasuk says in Shloishis Yimei HaAkbole, Vekidashtem Hayoim Umocho. You should be mekadesh yourself today and tomorrow. Rashi says, Ma mocho, like tomorrow, Lailo imoy, the night goes before, Af hayoim, also today, Lailo imoy, you have to take the night with you, so it's not 2 days, and Rashi learns it has to be 3 days. Says the Yismach Yisrael al Pidrush. He brings the Oyev Yisrael, Aptorov, that says that a person goes through a lot of difficulties. Shvere matzovim in life. One Torah, a second Torah, a third Torah. Says the Oiv Yisrael, if a person would believe, B'shas Maisa, that every difficulty that he goes through is the Rotzen HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and this is what HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants from him, that same split second, HaKodesh Baruch Hu would stop the Tzoros and make him good. Because HaKodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want that a Yid should have bad. He only wants him to come to understand that everything is good. Says the Yismach Yisrael, Ma Mocho, like tomorrow when it's day, when everything is good, when a person has good, he understands, then he understands that everything that he went through, the Lailo, the night, the darkness, was good for him to achieve to the moment that he is there. Ma Mocho, like tomorrow when it's day, you understand Lailo Imoy, that the night, the darkness was with you, was for you good. Af Hayoim, also now, B'shas Maisa, you are in a hard position, you are in a hard time. Remember, Lailo Imoy, this darkness is here for you. You will see that this will be good. Believe in it. Once you believe, you have an emuna, you will see everything is okay. He says, Lehagid baboiker chazdecho, ve'emunoscho baleilois. Lehagid baboiker chazdecho, when can a person say, chasodim baboiker, when it's good? When ve'emunoscho baleilois, when by night, when you had a hard time, you had the emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here to help you, then you will see that you will be zoichot that lahagit baboiker chazdecho. This is a way of life. This is a way of thinking. This is the derech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from every yid and yid. A goy cannot understand this. If we go back for 2-3 years, Corona times, the goy were getting crazy. What's going on? The world is going under. People were getting mishugah. I can't go to work, I can't go out. They couldn't continue. No Yid had problems. A Yid lived be'emunah. He understood, this is now Rotzei Hashem, so I'm continuing like this in Rotzei Hashem. I will sit and learn at home, and I will daven at home, and everything will be fine. I have a derech ha-toyre, I have a derech Hashem. I know everything here is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Im bechukoi say teileichu, you want to go to go teileichu bechukoi say toira, says Rashi, shetiu ameilim batoira. You have to be a omol, you have to work, you have to understand that when it's omol, when it's hard, this is tiu ameilim, when it's hard batoira, this is the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. If you work like this, you succeed. This is a koyach of a yid. Moshe Rabbeinu goes and wants to be mekabel the toira. The Melochim says, "Tno hoitcho al hashomayim, leave it here." Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ane lohem, give them a tshuva." What does Moshe Rabbeinu answer them? "Klum yesh lachem av aim, klum yesh lachem other mitzvahs. You don't need it." What was the discussion? That's the discussion. The Melochim saw the Sefer Ho'eloiki, the Torah, as a book of rules. I do what I can. If it's not negiah to me, it's not negiah to me. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you have a father and a mother. You have a matzav that when your father tells you do this and your mother tells you do that, and you're just in the middle of working and doing something for yourself, it's a difficult time, it's a gaitnish, you stop everything and you do, wait, what Hashem? I should do this. Why? It's difficult for me. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me this, I do that. You don't have that. You don't understand that there is a derech Hashem. If you don't understand that there is a derech Hashem, you don't need the Torah. A Torah is not a book. The Torah is a way of living. When Kadosh Baruch Hu goes over to all the Umos Olam and asks them, do you want to have the Torah? They ask him, what's written? Loisigner, Loisirtach, no. Why not? Because they understand, Loisigner means I have to change my life. I have to understand that even though that I like to be a Roitzeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me, no, not. It's difficult for me, but understand it's my good, I continue. I can't do that. I live second to second. I don't understand that when it's hard, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who guides me. If you don't understand that the Torah is a way of living, a Torah way, the Torah is not for you. It's not a book. It's a way of thinking, a way of living. That's why Klal Yisrael got the Torah. What does a Klal Yisrael say? Naase v'nishma. We are here, Naase. We are ready to do whenever, whatever you say we do. We understand this is our good. We are here, Naase. And now, Nishma, let's say, Lemaise what I have to do. But I understand I have a way of living, a Naasedik way. This way of understand and do in every matzev, this is a roz, this is a sod. A malach understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him, he does. He has no questions, he has no own hargoshes and own questions and his way of life. He was programmed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he asks him, he does. A person on this world has eigene Ritzaynes. To a yid in this world, work himself up to a matzav of a malach, that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me do something, even though it's menuged to what I want to do now, this is the biggest sod that a person could achieve to arrive there. It's even bigger than a malach. A malach has no problems, own problems to deal with. You have and you going on in this. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Klal Yisrael now, Mamleches Koyhanim Vegoy Kodosh. He took them out in Mitzrayim 7 weeks ago. Why, Bishas, when you take out Klal Yisrael, you don't call them Mamleches Koyhanim Vegoy Kodosh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited. He wanted to see, after the Makkos, after Kriyas Yamsof, Milchemes Amolek, suddenly Am Yisrael is going to be Mekabel the Torah, everything will be fine. Amolek arrives and makes a Milchome. Klal Yisrael had to come and shout, Ribbono Shel Olam, what are you doing with me? This is not the plan that you planned with us. They did not ask questions. Because whatever happens, we know this is the good. And when you understand that this is the good, at the end, it taka becomes good. So dafka now, when you become, you mekabel the Torah, now I can call you mamleches koyhanim, the goy kodosh, a holy folk. Why? You understand there is a derech haTorah. I have another 2-3 minutes, so I'll try to go back to the questions we ask, and we'll see that every single nekuda will be meturet in what we said. We just asked the Ramban. The Ramban says it's yomim shel choylei shel moyed. Mitzad Hasheni, we see it's very hard days. That's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that those days will be the hardest days for Klal Yisrael. He just wanted to see one thing. Will you be able to be strong in your emunah and understand that even though we have gzeiros tachtat and tatnu and holocaust, you understand it's rotzen Hashem? If yes, this will be the power to bring Moshiach. This will be the power to make those hard days to yomim shel choylei shel moyed. This is a koyach that only a yid has. No other folk in the world is able to understand. And when it's hard, it's also the Rotzin Hashem. So now it's hard. But le'osid lovoy, those hard days, those days, the days that you have emunoscho baleilois, those days will become yomim shel choylei shel moyed. And that's why we don't make any yontev of the Holocaust. We are still in the middle of hard days. We have milchom in Eretz Yisrael. We're all over. We're still in the middle of the derech of the emuna. One of the, I think the Rishon said that mamish before Mashiach will come, there will be a very long rope that everyone has to be chapped on, to chap himself on that rope, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a big shackle, and the person that doesn't have a strong emuna will fall down. The nisoyon of the emuna before Mashiach will come will be the strongest nisoyon. It's not that I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nisoyon of understand that every single thing that happens to me is letoivosi, that's the koyach emuna, and only like this you can come taka ligmois HaMashiach. Let's answer very quickly the answers on the questions we had, and then we will finish around. We asked, what does Kabbalah Satorah have to do with us? Of course Kabbalah Satorah has to do with us. Every single Yid, even though he has no shaychus a day daily to Torah, but he has shaychus to Derech HaTorah. The Derech HaTorah we received on Vov Siv, not on Zayin. Why on Vov? Kabbalah Satorah to be on Vov. Hoisif Moishe Yoim Echot Midatoi. Oh, it's not like a plan. It's not like the plan. The first question had to be, what's going on? No one asks a question. Everyone understands, this is Rotzen Hashem, okay, so we wait another day. Kum Tois, that the Rotzen, the Derech Hashem was given on Vov Sivan. We celebrate the matzav of being Mekabel Derech HaToyre. Toyre himself, everyone has to be Horver and ask for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Derech HaToyre, that's the way we want to celebrate. We got a way that no one in the world else has. And that's why we eat milchiks. Milchiks, macholei cholov, is something that's ready. You don't have to prepare. If you believe that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is letoy v'osro, everything is ready. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. Macholei cholov. Prochim, what happened? It was a har, sloim, stones, a bad place. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah, brought the Derech HaTorah. When you have Derech HaTorah, stones become prochim, become nice flowers, become a geshmak place. Understand that even the hardest time, in truly inside, is good, is prochim. That's why we make a zikoron to the prochim, and not for the music, because the prochim gives us a message. Go be Derech HaTorah. The same thing legabei Rus. Rus tells for Nomi, Ameich Ami, Eloikaich Eloikoi. Your people, your Am, I want to become such a person. I want to become a person that Eloikaich Eloikoi, everywhere you go, every matzah you go through, like you did now, you believed everything is Me'ashem. This is what I want. This is Chag HaShavuos. Belief that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Letoy Voscho. If a person believes that everything is Letoy Voscho, he will be Zoicha to be Mekabel Moshiach Tzidkeinu. He will be Zoicha that all his hard days will become Leosit Lova Yomim Toivim Choyloi Shel Moyot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we shouldn't have to do it Be'emuna. We shouldn't only believe that what we are going through so many hard times, it's takel to evoseinu. We should be zoiche to see ein be'ein that everything is takel to ev bevias Moshiach Tzidkeinu b'merov yomeinu. Amen.